Hello, and welcome to The Broke Bingo Addict. This is a podcast that ventures through the wild and crazy world of bingo. This is much more than your grandmother's bingo. My name's Shari, and welcome to this week's episode, which, as always, is for entertainment purposes only. And welcome to this week's episode of The Broke Bingo Addict. You know, a couple of days ago, I was out playing bingo at the Bingo Club, which is one of the places I love to play at. It's fast, it's furious, it's a fun place, and it usually has quite a few people in it. So I was there with a friend, and at one point, there was a person who was sitting not too far from me, and she won bingo. And when she won, she yelled. I mean, she went, "Bingo!" I mean, the whole place jumped, and you can see people going, "What?" I mean, she really did yell it pretty loud. And she got up and she said, "Hey, they said to yell loud." And it's not like anybody can argue the point, because they absolutely did say to yell loud. And I think at the Bingo Club in particular, you really have to do that, because, like I said, if you know, you know, which is that the Bingo Club is a fast paced bingo. If you don't say it fast enough and they don't recognize you saying it, then they could go on to the next number and you've lost your bingo, which, by the way, is what I kind of feel for all the locations. There are people who don't hear sometimes. We have all seen it. We have all been someplace where the person has said bingo and the people around them have all heard that person say bingo, but the caller didn't hear them say bingo and they've called the next number. You know, and when you're in those situations, it's always this big argument back and forth. But we heard it. She said bingo, or he said bingo. We heard it. They did it. They did it in time. And you just went ahead. And, you know, and then the managers have got to come out and they go through all this stuff, which, for me personally, I'm on the side of the location, because there's not a bingo hall out there that, if this rule applies, they don't tell you, okay? If they've got it written on the back, you know, if the caller tells you, and again, most times the caller is going to tell you, the caller's going to say, "If you've got bingo, please yell it loud, because I don't want anybody to miss their bingo." And I don't think people understand that up by the caller's booth, those balls, if you're doing the live balls, the balls are really, really loud. So sometimes they can't hear it, particularly if you're in a large room, certainly like Bosco Tech, which is in a large place. And also, they've got people at Bosco Tech, they've got people playing in their car. So, you know, you've got to honk that horn really loud, because they may not hear you because of it. So I honestly think that people need to really keep that in mind when they're yelling bingo. So I don't have any hate to anybody who's got to yell their bingo really, really loud. In fact, I'm a big fan of it. And first came into this, or first noticed this, with obviously Big Vin. When I first met him, he was playing out at Bosco Tech. And like this young lady at the Bingo Club, when he yelled bingo the first time, it was like, I mean, he yelled so loud. It shook everything in my body. And you're looking, you're like, "Who the hell did that?" You know, and you're kind of taken aback the first time you hear it. But for those of us who've been around Big Vin, we know that's how he yells. And it's actually, in my opinion, one, I've gotten used to him, but it seems like other people have picked up on this trait, because not only did this lady at the Bingo Club do it, I was playing at another location. I think it was Harbor, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I was playing someplace else. And I also noticed yet again, people yelling bingo really, really loud. And I'm so fine with that. You know, I don't want to miss my bingo. And I totally understand other people not wanting to miss their bingo. I play bingo in Las Vegas a lot of times when I'm back there visiting my family. And I get so freaked out, because for those of you who may have played in like the casinos, I don't know about the Samoan bingo, but in the casinos, particularly I play at Sunset Station, that when I'm playing there, it just drives me crazy. Because people will get bingo and they go, "Bingo," like really softly, you know, and they raise their hand. And generally, the people who are running around the floor absolutely see them. And I don't recall anybody really having missed too many bingos, but it just drives me crazy. If you're there, you get the opportunity to finally say bingo, you know, which we don't always get to do. And you sit there and you go, "Bingo." I don't know if you can tell that absolutely drives me crazy. So if I'm going to lean one way or the other, I certainly would be much happier with people yelling bingo very loud, shake the room, as opposed to somebody who's just going to barely get it out of their mouth. Because if they did miss the bingo, then I like have no sympathy for you whatsoever. You know, I've also been in other places when people have done it, not because they were trying to be soft, but because they had soft voices and people are like, yell, 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 you got to say it and stuff. So anyway, I just think that that is something that's really important. But I also, in that same vein of thinking about Big Ben or other people yelling bingo really, really loud, I was also thinking about some of the other things that happen when you play bingo, some of the other noise-making things, if you were, that happen when you're playing bingo. And in particular, there are certain numbers that, for whatever reason, have come to be that people make different kind of noises with. Okay, so the first one, I'm going to go, I'll go in numerical order. The first one would be 22. And I think you get like a duck call. And I know there's a lady that where we play that that rings a bell. So whenever the number 22 comes up, you know, then somebody makes a noise to signify that that's the number that has come up. There's another one that used to be really popular was 40. And I don't know, I think 40 has fallen out of fashion. I used to play at Buckingham Bingo, and whenever the number 40 would come out, you would hear the whole bunch of people go, 40! And I was one of them. In fact, to this day, under my breath, whenever 40 comes out, I'm like, 40! I just don't say it loud anymore. And I don't know why that's fallen out of fashion, and some other ones are still, you know, pretty prevalent. But I do know that Buckingham at one point made it like a thing. It had gotten so bad at Buckingham that they actually said, you are no longer allowed to yell 40. So I know that's why I got killed at that particular location, but I don't know why it's no longer popular. I do remember that at one point I had done one of my podcasts and there was an article in the Bingo Bugle, where this guy was telling the story about how the number 40 and people yelling when it came out, how that originated. But I hate to say it, for the life of me, I can't remember how that got started. But anyway, the point is, it's no longer as popular as it was, but it used to be a very popular number. So after 40, the other number that is still popular, at least where I'm playing, is 69. Okay. Okay. No jokes there. 69 always gets some kind of response. I don't care where I've played at, whether it was at the Big Extravaganza, whether I'm at Buckingham or whatever. 69 usually gets somebody, if not several people, who make some kind of a noise. And that's the other thing too. It's like, what is the noise? I know we had Bingo Bling Glamma. She had a rooster, one of those little plastic roosters. It was a rooster or a chicken. Maybe it was a chicken. But anyways, it was one of those little plastic things. And whenever they would say 69, she would, you know, squeak it and it would make noise. So she had that. And it was really popular over when she did that at Bosco's. What was it? It was the Summer Shakeup. I think she had that there. And then I know that she had it with her when we were playing at the Extravaganza in Las Vegas and stuff. And so there's multiple people who do this, okay? So it's not just one person who's necessarily doing it. Usually somebody else is always joining in on that noise. And I personally think it's fun. Some people, again, you see people who get kind of annoyed by this stuff. I don't understand it. I feel like bingo was a place when you want to go and you want to have a good time. And I get it. You want to win some money. I want to win some money. But bingo is supposed to be a place where you're going and you're having a good time and you're enjoying a certain amount of camaraderie, which is why, again, I'm always talking about bingo being a great community of people and, you know, just enjoying life. And that's, in my opinion, what bingo is supposed to be. But I did follow up upon a TikTok video. I was watching this young lady who's pretty popular on TikTok. She's got a couple of things that she does. In addition to being a basic TikTok influencer, she also has jewelry that she sells and some other things. So pretty popular. So I was really surprised that I came upon one of her videos where she was really upset. She was just crying and, you know, trying to hide it a bit, but clearly, obviously crying. And I was, you know, it made me stop. It made me want to see the video and see what was going on. So I was listening to it. And What had happened was, I guess she's playing at a bingo hall, and she is a TikToker. And just first of all, let me say this. When you are doing that, if you do TikTok and you do live videos, I can guarantee you that most people are doing their best to be as quiet as humanly possible so they're not disturbing other people. Everybody gets that. Everybody gets that everybody's out there having fun and they don't necessarily, one, want to be on video, and two, don't want to be disrupted by the noise that you're making while you're talking to people who are interacting with you on your TikTok. So, you know, I think most people go out of their way to sit in the back of the room to be as quiet as possible so other people can enjoy the evening. But this lady, it seemed like, was getting completely harassed by some people. And it just made me so mad because she wasn't doing anything that was really disruptive, anything that they had a right to comment on. And I guess in one of the videos, she was yawning. And I saw the video. At the time that it was happening, because she was recording this, and she literally was yawning, okay? And these people, and I heard the voice, I didn't see the person, so I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but this person said, "Could you please stop doing that?" Are you kidding me? Could you please stop doing what? And which is basically what she said. She's like, "What are you talking about?" And the lady's like, "Stop, you know, you're just making so much noise. You're just doing all this and you keep doing that." And she's like, "I yawned." It's like, "Well, you're making too much noise and stop doing that." And I guess this is a person who has bullied her before. I don't want to assume that, but she did say that's like, "Oh, this is happening again." And so she just got upset and she was crying. And I was so mad. I don't understand what gives people the feeling that they have the right to tell other people how to behave. Okay, bingo is for everybody. She wasn't being overtly loud. She wasn't purposely, you know, doing things to interrupt anybody else, but she had as much right as anybody else to sit there and be playing bingo. And it just really kind of hurt my heart because, again, I like to sit there and say how wonderful the bingo community is. And to see this young lady get so upset because some rude person is having the gall to sit there and comment on her when she wasn't doing anything out of the normal. And in all honesty, I feel like it's probably just some jealousy because she is a TikToker. And I know that people do get upset sometime, which again, you don't have the right to do. TikTokers have just as much right. And actually, I think many times are much more polite than other people to do that. So I'm sorry. I don't want to get too crazy, but that really, really ticked me off. Anyway, my basic point is that people should go out, have a good time. If somebody's going to ring a bell or quack a duck or yell really, really loud, let's just try to enjoy having a good time. We're all trying to win a little bit of money, hang out with our friends, and just enjoy the environment, which is an incredible bingo community, okay? Yes, there are always going to be a few people who try to wreck it for others, but for the most part, I think that it's genuinely a great place to go and have a really good time and make a little noise, okay? I can't wait for the next time I get a bingo and so I can yell bingo super loud and shake the room. Now I'm going to segue here just a little bit because I keep meaning to bring this up. Speaking of the bingo club, I learned something else. So not only are there different little traditions and stuff about numbers and things that people do to try to make bingo more fun, I also realized something the other day at the bingo hall, and I want to point this out to people. When you are going someplace to play bingo, you really need to find out what the rules are, okay? I had been playing at the bingo club for a long time and just found out something that I didn't know, which could have cost me a bingo, all right? It could have cost me some money. People have certain rules about ways you can do things. And what I'm talking about is the use of pens, pencils, or daubers. Okay, a lot of places when you play will give you right off the old bat where you have to mark your paper with a dauber. Okay, so if you're playing a basic paper game, which is usually either a 4-on or a 6-on, a lot of places are like, yeah, you can't use a pen, you can't use a pencil, you have to use a dauber. Okay, but there are other places that are fine with you doing that. You need to find out what the rules are for marking your paper and marking your pool tabs or your strips, okay? Now, I say this because in some places I know that if you play your pool tabs, you can only mark it with a dauber. And I've seen people mark their pool tabs with a pen, okay? And sometimes you can win the pool tab, but then when you turn it in, it's been marked with a pin and they don't accept it. All right. Now, I remember I was playing at the bingo club and this person was playing a bingo game and she had marked her bingo paper with a pin. And I heard them say that she didn't win. And I don't know, I was in my own little world. I really wasn't paying attention to it. I really didn't get it. I didn't understand it. I don't understand why you can't use a pin on paper. I'm not 100% sure why you can't use it on a pool tab, but I for sure wasn't aware you couldn't use it on paper. So anyway, they said she didn't get it. And I thought, oh, something else must have happened. Whatever it was, it didn't register to me that she didn't win because she had marked her paper with a pen. Now this circles back. The bingo club has a game that's a large letter X. And I'll try to make this as clear as possible. At the bingo club, you get a 4-pack, okay? You don't get a 6-pack at the bingo club. You get a 4-pack, which means you have 4 separate squares, okay? On one page, 4 separate squares, 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom. And they have a game, like I said, that's the large letter X. That letter X has to go all the way across those 4 squares. I don't know how to make that clear, so hopefully you're getting what I'm saying, but the X has to go all the way across, and it confuses me to the point where I had started with my pen drawing a line across the square so I could see where the X was, and I wouldn't have to try to guess, is that in my X? Is it not in my X? Which way is my X going? And because I would get really, really confused. So I kept drawing that line with a pen to let me know where the X actually was and what numbers I needed, which I thought was great. It made it really, really good, and I had a good time. I never won it. I got close a couple of times. I mean, I get down to one number, but I had never won it. And one day, I was playing with a friend, and she was like, "You can't do that." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "No, if you win and you've marked it with a pen, it will be null and void." I was like, "Say what?" She said, "Yeah, they don't accept it." And again, she gave me the explanation as to why you're not allowed to write with a pen. But I swear that is going way over my head. I don't understand why I can't mark the X with a pen, but I could use my dauber. I could use a dauber to kind of like make a line across there so I know which numbers. You know, I use like a different color so I don't get confused, but I could indicate it with a dauber and it'd be fine. But if you do it with a pen, it's not fine. So again, still don't understand what the logic behind there that is. I'm sure it's something. I just don't know what. But I'm here to tell you, when you go to these places, you need to make sure that you understand what way is considered acceptable when it comes to marking your strips, your pool tabs, and your paper. Because interestingly enough, at the bingo club, even though I couldn't use the pen on the paper to signify the X, they let you use your pen for your pool tabs. You can do whatever you want for your pool tabs. You just can't do it on the paper. So I don't understand the logic behind that, but it is important. You don't want to sit there and finally win something. And sometimes it can be, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars. You want to make sure you're doing it correctly. So make sure you check that information out wherever you play, because I've been in Texas, I've been in Vegas, I've been in Upper California, Southern California, and people do it differently. So you need to make sure that you ask somebody that information before you get to going, because you do not want to find out when it's too late, okay? Anyway, that's it for this week's episode of The Broke Bingo Addict. I hope you enjoyed it. I thank you for listening, and I hope you'll come back and listen again. Thanks so much. Bye. It's not a game. It's a rich game.